When state lawmakers agreed to allow companies like Uber and Lyft to operate in upstate New York and on Long Island as part of the budget, they thought they would pass the legislation by April 1, the start of the new fiscal year. Traditionally, there's a 90-day period before a law actually takes effect, so the ride-hailing services would, in theory, be able to start offering passengers rides on July 1st. But there was one problem. The budget was late and didn't pass until April 9th, so the new law allowing the ride-hailing services to begin won't take effect until July 9th. Some legislators got pushback from constituents as well as the companies to amend the bill to allow it to take effect earlier. The Senate approved a measure to allow the ride-hailing services to begin as early as June 29th. Senator Mike Rasenhofer, a Republican from the Buffalo area, sponsored the bill in the Senate.
Today's legislation will bring ride-sharing in New York that much closer.
Senator Tim Kennedy, a Democrat who's also from the Buffalo region, argues that having ride-hailing services available during the busy July 4th long holiday weekend could even cut down on drunken driving and potentially save lives.
As has been said, if we can prevent even one individual from getting behind the wheel of his or her car and prevent even one disaster and prevent even one life from being lost because of a bad decision to get behind the wheel after overindulging, then this bill is well worth it.
Supporters, as well as the companies, claim that the services reduce drunken driving, but there has been no solid evidence to back up that claim. The measure was approved in the Senate 60-0. The bill is expected to pass the Assembly before Memorial Day. It's sponsored by Hudson Valley Assemblyman Democrat Kevin Cahill. Governor Cuomo was a supporter of the initial legislation to expand ride-hailing outside of New York City and is expected to sign the measure once it's approved in both houses. A statement from Uber says the company plans to launch some of its services as early as June 29th if the bill becomes law, saying they have been waiting years to bring ride-sharing services to New York State. The rest of the original law won't change, though. Prospective drivers will be subject to a criminal background check, and taxes will be charged to riders at a rate of 6.5% per transaction. Cities or counties with more than 100,000 people can opt out of allowing the ride-hailing companies to operate in their municipalities, but so far no one has said they want to ban the service. A recent poll found that 75% of the public in New York want ride-hailing to begin, and soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.